The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, how would you feel if your romantic dinner that you were paying top dollar for was interrupted by screaming children? If you're a parent, you might be used to it, but it raises the question, where is it appropriate to bring your young children to in public? This all comes off the back of somebody bringing a baby to the Royal Shakespeare Company to see Kenneth Branagh's comeback appearance after 30 years off the stage. And joining us to discuss this topic, we have Niamh O'Reilly, freelance journalist and parenting columnist for thejournal.ie, and Saoirse Hanley, features writer at The Independent. Good evening to you both. Niamh, I'll come to you first of all. You have kids. They're not like baby babies, but they're reasonably young. What's your take on where or how parents should, I suppose, bring them about the place?
Yeah, mine are 6 and 9. So I have to say I'm out of kind of that awful phase of, you know, doing the juggle of, you know, having a baby or a toddler out with you, you know, in a restaurant and the parents kind of have to do a tag team.
Yeah,
or one parent eats and the other one gets up and does the walking around the place and stuff. So thankfully, those days are behind me. But I am very, very tolerant of kids and you know, having them out and about in places. Like, I'm one of those annoying people that before I had children, I wasn't actually very tolerant of kids when they were out and about, when they were maybe being loud or whatever it was. But like all things, becoming a parent really humbles you and makes you see things from the other point of view. So I'm sort of the opinion that if it's appropriate, if the parents think it's appropriate, if the kids are interested in whatever it is and they feel they can sit through it or they're going to enjoy it or get something out of it, I don't actually have a problem with children being out and about, you know, at restaurants.
Even if they're loud and shouty or running around?
Yeah, well, that's different. You know, that's kids being bored. That's not really, I don't think, kids getting something out of it. I think you've got to box clever as an adult and try and choose places that are maybe have stuff to amuse kids or go at a time that's maybe, you know, around naps and stuff like that where they're going to be at their best. Do you know what I mean? But the thing is, like, kids are kids and they're going to get bored and they're going to want to run around and stuff like that. And is that the worst thing in the world? Personally, I think a lot of adults behave really badly these days with TikTok on full blast in restaurants and voice notes going back to one another. That drives me bananas more than a kid being a kid, to be perfectly honest. But having said that, I wouldn't have brought a baby to the Royal Shakespeare Company, and I probably would not bring, you know, my 6 and 9 year old to an adults only spa or places like that, which I just don't think are probably appropriate or interesting for kids, you know, to be.
Let me bring you in Saoirse. Niamh has tolerance now to kids, probably largely because she's not that long out of the weeds with kids herself. You have less so.
Yeah, and I think it's because I don't have any. So to me, it's I live a very child-free existence day to day. So I think, like, I'm not used to having children around me. I mean, I had younger siblings growing up, but as an adult, like, I'm not coming across children every day. I'm not really listening to them, you know, be very loud doing things or just doing things that kids do. So I think then when I'm subject to it, it's somewhere like a restaurant or something, it definitely comes with a pretty hefty eye roll from me, with the caveat that I do think I'm actually being quite intolerant. Because I was a socialized child. My parents brought me places. I have a lot of fond memories of being at restaurants. And like, some of my favorite memories as kids were like all of my dad's friend group and all of us were there and they'd all be going for drinks and we'd be in the pub just like running ragged. And I'm sure that was really annoying for the other pub goers. But to me, it was great crack. But I do think that maybe there is that slight line that there's places like that, like Niamh saying, where it's either not appropriate for children to be and you're kind of scratching your head why there's a child there. Like, I was at a talk with Miriam Margolyes, the actress, and kind of just outrageous speaker last week at a book festival. And she actually requested that someone take their toddler away because she was like, why is that child here? And it was, you know, it was well handled. She like brought the baby was so cute.
Was the child doing anything or were they just in the room?
I think she was just there. I don't remember being annoyed about like hearing a baby crying or anything, because it did surprise me. And you know, she did the whole show of like, she was like, bring the baby up here and I will have a look. And then she was like, right, out you get.
Okay. Enough.
So it's like, but I, in hindsight, then I was like, I don't really know why there was a baby there. But I think like, something that made me laugh when I was thinking about this was that my mum and I, for my 21st, we had such a fantastic trip to Monash, that adults only spa. And I was practically a baby myself. Like I had just turned 21 and I was like, it's so great that this is child free. It's so great that this is an adults only hotel. As if like, people were looking at me being like, who brought her child?
I know. At 21, you should be able to behave yourself. Niamh, what do you hear when you think that I'll tell you now, the text line is very anti-children. That's all I'm saying. It's coming in hand over fist. But we're more like the English perhaps than we like to pretend, because if you do go to Spain or Italy or places like that, they're very indulgent of your children and indeed your pets and everything being in their restaurants. Are we still operating off of, and this has actually come in, kids are fine as long as they're seen but not heard?
Yeah, like that's kind of what I don't like about this kind of messaging. It's this sort of removal of children from public spaces because, you know, they're messy or they're noisy or they're a pain or whatever it is. And actually, like when you look back on early motherhood and parenthood, it can be really, really isolating. And it can be very hard to get out and about with your baby for a number of reasons. Like on my first, he had silent reflux and would cry quite a lot, quite painful crying. And like, it was very hard to soothe them. So when I'd be sitting in a cafe and he'd be crying his little face off, you know, I would feel the looks over people's lattes looking at me thinking, would she ever shut that baby up? You know, I was trying my best. I didn't know what I was doing. So a lot of times I just didn't bother going out. And then again, when, you know, he became a toddler, he was really active, hated sitting in a high chair because he just wanted to be moving around, and you could feel the looks and the judgment. And again, we didn't really go anywhere because I felt that pressure and we weren't welcome.
Pepsi Prebiotic Cola in original and cherry vanilla. That Pepsi taste you love with no artificial sweeteners, only 30 calories, just 5 grams of sugar, and 3 grams of prebiotic fiber. That great Pepsi taste with even more to love. Pepsi Prebiotic Cola. Unbelievably Pepsi.
What about that argument, Saoirse? And I relate to it, by the way, Niamh, because I know my first baby, and you're always completely thrown and traumatized on your first child.
Yeah.
When he was a toddler was a a lively toddler. I have several children in my family of ADHD, and he was a lively toddler, and we went to Wagamama's underneath the Stephen's Green shopping centre, and literally he was like a whirling dervish. They put him in one of those clip-on high chairs on the table, but they put within his grasp the crayons that he threw in one direction, my coffee cup that he flung in another direction full of coffee. Yeah. Like, we trashed the restaurant. I was mortified and stressed. But as you say, that was our life, and were we just supposed to stay home for the first 6 years of his babyhood?
Like it just can be isolating if you feel under pressure about it, or you feel people's looks.
Let me ask Saoirse that. Saoirse, what do you say to that? That parents need to be able to interact in society too, and that it can be lonely and isolating. And we do want people to have kids because we need them to look after us in our old age.
And I do also think on the other side of the coin, like if you can't bring kids places, then you can't socialize them to be able to be places. Yeah. And then it just feeds itself, doesn't it, really? Absolutely. So I think I'm trying to think back of times where I've been in a restaurant or something specifically where, you know, there's been a baby crying and it's really kind of piercing. And there's definitely times I've had this conversation and you're talking to someone and then you're kind of like trailing off while you wince at this baby a couple of tables over. But then you just go back to talking. I think for like the majority of the time, absolutely. Like there's kind of, I got into a conversation with a new mother on the bus the other day because we were really wedged in like sardines. There was no getting away from becoming friends on this bus. And we just had this lovely conversation about how, you know, her baby was 9 months old, she's still getting used to being on the bus and how it's changed her life and blah blah blah. And I was thinking when I left the bus, I was like, Jesus, like that's such an extraordinary experience this woman to be having all the time, and it seems like it had been isolating her and she just wanted to talk about it out in public. So I think absolutely there's a sense that there's definitely a place for people to be allowed to bring their kids in.
Let me bring you back in, Niamh. Is there a kind of a compromise that Wagamama story, when I think about it, we were in there at about, it's Wagamama's, it's not the highest end. It's not like Patrick Gebo's or somewhere.
Yeah.
It was 6 o'clock on a Saturday evening because I think we'd gone out for a walk around the town or whatever. So, and a lot of other people in there had kids at the same time. Is there a time and a place for kids? Like, as I say, maybe not the high-end Michelin star restaurant that somebody has saved for 6 months to go to.
Absolutely. Like, I wouldn't be rocking up now, you know, tonight at 8 o'clock with my 6 and 9 year old to Chapter One or something like that. I don't think they'd appreciate that. I don't think the food would probably be to their taste, you know. They probably would be having waffles and stuff instead. absolutely, there's a time and a place, but I think like 6 o'clock in a family style casual restaurant, you should feel that you're able to go out, you know, with young children and not sort of feel looks from people.
So Saoirse, should we have, you know, we know that certain places are pet friendly, they actually advertise, we'll take your dog or whatever. Should places advertise that they are family friendly or child friendly? Is that something, or is that going too far?
Well, I think that's a good idea regardless, because that way you're set up for children to be there. That means you have things like places for them to sit and things for them to do. Because I really, one thing that does really, really bother me, and I think it's something that I'm coming at as someone who doesn't have children, I'm really aware of the fact that that could all change if I had kids. But I think I would much rather a kid be a bit like boisterous next to me at a table instead of having a phone plonked in front of them at the table. That is something that like really takes
would
me
you,
out of being
though,
somewhere.
But would you, because at least if, just hear me out, because if they have the phone in front of them, which is why the parents have given them the phone, it keeps them quiet. That's why people give their kids iPads and phones. It's to shut them up, really.
I think it's actually just me being really judgy about it, which is again because I don't have any. So it's easy for me to say I do think if you're set up, if you're set up, you'll have maybe a space for them or like colouring or something for them to do, and you'll have a kids menu, which is also very important.
Last question for you, Niamh. Do we change sides and opinions on this depending, exactly as you did, whether or not you have small kids?
I know what you're going to ask. 100%. Like, I was like Saoirse before I had kids. Like, 100%. I can completely identify what you're saying. And you earlier were saying, well, you know, I'm kind of out of that phase now, so I don't really want to be beside a screaming kid in a restaurant. So it's like, it's out of sight, out of mind sort of thing. And I'm not quite out of the phase of that yet. Yeah. My kids are still a little bit little, so I still feel very, very tolerant. And I just when I see parents out struggling with kids, I just think, geez, I've been that soldier, you know. And I just want to give them a smile and say, you're going to be all right. We've all left a restaurant with a kid surfboard style under our arm at some point. It's all going to be okay, you know. Right. Look, we'll get through it.
My appreciation to both of you for coming on. It's a very interesting conversation. The text line, by the way, is lit up with people with different views. That is Niamh O'Reilly there, journalist and parenting columnist for thejournal.ie, and Saoirse Hanley, journalist at the Irish Independent.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.